Tuesday is primary day in Mecklenburg County, and we don't know how many ballots will be cast. But we do know they'll be expensive, at least from the mayoral candidates' perspective. WFAE's Tom Bullock explains.
The latest campaign finance reports are eye-popping for a Charlotte mayoral race. The current record for most expensive race in the city was set back in 2009. The total raised in that race was $1.2 million, and that was through the November election. Here we are in September, and the top four mayoral candidates, Democrats Jennifer Roberts, Joel Ford, and Vi Lyles, along with Republican Kenny Smith, have already raised just shy of $1.3 million. Roberts leads the pack with $468,000 and change raised. Then comes Kenny Smith with $325,000. Lyles comes in third with $279,000 raised, and Joel Ford has raised $221,000. And while Republican Kenny Smith has spent just $72,000 of his war chest, the Democrats are spending heavily. Jennifer Roberts alone has spent $366,000. Vi Lyles and Joel Ford have combined to spend another $413,000, nearly all the money the two candidates had on hand. Turnout in this election was already expected to be low, in the high single digits, but that was before the weather looked to be a factor. The Mecklenburg County Board of Elections now says the primary will take place as planned, but with wind and rain in the forecast, turnout could be exceptionally low. So, one of the most eye-popping numbers to watch for when the results come in, just how much money each candidate spent per vote. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.